also a website you don't want to pull up when you're on the train because all of the other videos that are suggested are absolutely NSFW. Nothing else on there would be able to be shown on television.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. That's Pablo Torre. She's Katie Nolan. Let's get started.
That was private.
Should the Niners replace Jimmy Garoppolo with Tom Brady?
Dear God almighty, we were 7 minutes removed from Garoppolo being a champion, basically, if Mahomes doesn't put up 21 points in a fourth quarter. And here we are with Bill Barnwell and Dan Graziano giving serious voice to the idea that there's even a percentage of chance that this is something that's plausible. And it seems ridiculous because why the hell would the 49ers go from one expensive game manager to a 43-year-old more expensive game manager when you hear that the Patriots are offering him $30 million a year. I understand the dead money issue that you can waive Garoppolo and it doesn't hurt you that much, but Tom Brady looked spent after aging unlike any human being ever has in the history of aging. Never mind quarterbacking. He looked spent at the end of last year. I wouldn't take that gamble if I were the 49ers.
Yeah, Garoppolo drew a lot of criticism this year. And look, when there's 2 minutes left on the clock, they're down by four, and there's an open guy in the end zone and he misses him. Yeah, that does fit the narrative that it falls on Jimmy, but a lot went wrong to get to that point in the game. Just because it fits the narrative does not mean that it proves the narrative true. Jimmy G had three solid quarters. It fell apart in the fourth, but also so did the offensive line. The Chiefs were bringing so much pressure on him, which made it much more difficult. Is he the best quarterback in the league? Maybe not, but what he needs right now is to be believed in and to have time to grow. And it's so weird that we get so reactionary, especially after a Super Bowl, forgetting that the 49ers and Jimmy G finished better than 30 other teams in the league. You should stick with him. He's young. If he had completed that pass and the 49ers win, are we sitting in these seats right now discussing whether the Chiefs should move on from Pat Mahomes, who didn't have a great three quarters to start the game? It doesn't make any sense. It's the stupid question. Stop figuring out where Brady's going to go. He's staying.
That's what this is about clearly, because I'm the guy who can point out that, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo, in terms of touchdown passes and completion percentage and yards per attempt, only quarterback in the top five in the whole NFL this past year. But everything I heard between the lines of what came out of Katie Nolan's mouth was, please put Tom Brady where he belongs, right inside of Katie Nolan's heart. And here is the issue. The issue is that if there's one person who wants this to happen, and maybe it could even be a trade, it's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is the guy who would love to trade 43-year-old Tom Brady in reverse for Jimmy Garoppolo, 28 years old, only as many career starts as Sam Darnold, and yet we all decide to throw dirt on him as if he's a finished product who should be in the ground. And by the way, Dan mentioned that there's a percentage chance that this could happen. Could we actually be specific about the percentage? Because this is how the sausage is made. Yeah. No. 0.0001.
Yeah, even Barnwell said that was the percentage. Yeah. He's more likely to end up in a place that needs the advertising of having Tom Brady. Oakland actually makes some sense when you move it to Las Vegas. Mm.
Can you imagine Tom Brady in Las Vegas?
I mean, he is an over-the-hill superstar who needs a residency somewhere. Aren't the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and Celine Dion doing exactly what we're hypothesizing there right now?
Should the Chiefs give Alex Smith a Super Bowl ring?
You thought the last story was flimsy in terms of percentages. I give you a hunch from Mike Florio. It's not even reporting, just the idea that because they respect Alex Smith so much, mentoring Patrick Mahomes for this moment, he's floating the idea that they might give him a Super Bowl ring. I'm not certain if Alex Smith would even want a Super Bowl ring for having done absolutely nothing for these Chiefs in the last time we saw him, having a horrendous career-threatening broken leg injury. I would not be giving this man a Super Bowl ring. I would be giving him thanks for being a professional at the end, being paid very handsomely for it, and then getting the hell out of the way so that they can continue the next 10 years of dominance without him.
Part of me feels like this is a gesture that is loaded with empathy for Alex Smith, the guy who was a Pro Bowler 3 times in 5 years, who won 11 games with those Kansas City Chiefs 3 times in 5 years. But it also feels remarkably empty. Because the whole point of getting a ring is walking around and saying that you are now a champion. But this also feels like getting an honorary doctorate. Like, you can say that you're a doctor now, but people are going to Wikipedia you and call you a liar. There is none of the benefit except for the fact that you know that the people who gave it to you really think highly of you. And that, for that reason, sure, give him the ring. Give him all the counterfeit jewelry Alex Smith wants.
You guys both make a great point that, yeah, maybe he doesn't want it, and it's not going to be one of those rings you wear out. It's one of the rings you keep in a display case or probably sell. But as you both also know, now that the discussion of a ring has been brought up, you have to give him one. Mm. You can't throw it out there. Oh, it can't be flimsily reported that maybe he's going to get a ring, and then you don't give him one. Just by nature of talking about it on television, he now has to get a ring. And Alex, if you want help, you know, figuring out how to act like you don't need it and you'll be totally fine without it, even though you want it, just call me. I'm very good at that.
And I will add, like, definitely don't invite Alex Smith to a staycation in New York at a really nice hotel just to, like, do something nice, because it turns out there's an expectation that a ring is coming if you do that, just speaking completely hypothetically, of course.
Also, February 14th coming up. I don't know, just a date. Just tossing it out there. Don't do it on that date. Not a good idea.
It's a real thing that I did.
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the Ritz. Been a weekend, staycation.
And the whole time she's like,
The whole time she got her nails done.
Oh, that's how you know.
And then she was like,
that's important.
Do you know why
down,
I got my nails done? And I said no. And she said, because you were supposed to propose to me.
Does Pablo think this isn't going on television?
Oh, no. Please don't do that.
Do the 76ers need to make major changes?
All right, there is no process truther larger throughout journalism than this man, Pablo Torre. He invented the phrase, the process. He supports all things Philadelphia 76ers tanking to get to this point. And Pablo, I'm actually interested in what you have to say about this. I didn't mean to sound like I'm usually not, even though I'm not usually as interested as I am on this subject. But this is the kind of place where you fire a coach when you are a six seed behind Indiana's and behind Miami's and your team doesn't appear to be listening to you and you lose by 30 last night against a Miami team that shouldn't be better than you and has been better than you in every way all season. If you're not going to get rid of one of the top two players, and I think it's too early for that, you have to find a new coach who can get the most out of them because they're not getting nearly enough out of Simmons and Embiid together.
I am so glad, Dan, that you decided to go away from the let's blow up the Philadelphia 76ers by taking away one of their two best players and simply went to the very normal move of guillotining the head coach, which I am not there yet on either, man, because this is a team that has one massive, massive flaw. And that flaw, unfortunately, for all of the players and the coaches involved, is the front office. This is a team that built a team that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Like, in this game against the Heat, Jimmy Butler had 38 points in three quarters. Jimmy Butler, the same guy this front office did not want to give that fifth and deciding final year to when he was a free agent after taking this team alongside Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons to one bounce away from beating Kawhi Leonard and the NBA champion Raptors, right? So there is that. There's also the fact that there are no guards that can really shoot or dribble on this team. And so you have these two stellar big men, Simmons and Embiid, who need help around them, lots and lots of help. So as much as Brett Brown has infuriated me and I have cursed him so many times in my living room, I can't blame him for doing a bad job of a bunch of bad ingredients, man. I just don't think it's his fault.
Why are you yelling at us? So defensive. Always
ranting
about this.
Because you guys ram this topic down my throat, and all I want to do is vomit it back onto all of
them.
Garoppolo should be taken. They should get Brady to play for the 49ers instead of Garoppolo. You think this is being rammed down your throat? You're making a good point, though. This team doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that they're huge and the word being used to describe them is soft. They should be the opposite of that. Nothing about it makes sense. Doesn't make sense that they're 22-2 at home. They have the best home record percentage-wise, and they suck on the road. Defense is supposed to travel. It's supposed to be one of those things that's consistent, and they were only able to force three turnovers in that game against Miami. None of it adds up, but they need to figure it out, because if this team's going to go to the playoffs, a lot of those games are going to be on the road, and that seems to be where their issues are. Right now, they're like cheesesteaks and museum steps. Great in Philadelphia, pretty boring everywhere else.
By the way, we talk all the time about John Elway with the Broncos only finding quarterbacks that look like him. Can we take a look at Elton Brand and the legion of bizarro Elton Brands that he has assembled? None of it makes any sense. Tobias Harris got $180 million because I guess he's plus or minus 3 inches on the Elton Brand.
Oh, shut up already. I stopped listening to you as soon as she said cheesesteaks. I floated away. Shut up.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
It was sweet, Dan.
Also, never call it the Gram again.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
What's happening? You're going to get hit by a car?
Helping a guy park.
Is that Mina Kimes? What are we doing? What are you doing, sir? Come on, man.
Why are you getting smaller?
What are you doing? Why?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What are
you doing?
Oh, no.
Time to play the game that's actually sitting right next to Pablo Torre. Do
you question? Oh,
you give
oh.
Us topics and events, we question them. Yeah, right next to me. She's right.
Can you guys, smell that?
Do you question if this defender would have been better off jumping?
All right, we go to the Indonesian Basketball League. Let's see if this defender would have been better off jumping instead of what?
Oh, no.
No, it would have been bad to jump there. He would have gotten a face full of something.
Yeah,
that, it's good that he didn't jump. It's better that he didn't jump and just the whiff of something went by his face instead of all of it hitting him in the face.
The whiff of what now?
The whiff of failure.
Also the whiff of perineum. Which I've learned. Hold on. It is a word that I'm allowed to say because I said a word that's a synonym for perineum on this program 2 weeks ago. That word is...
rhymes with bundle.
Exactly. And I was told perineum is what I'm allowed to say. So perineum, perineum, perineum.
I don't think you'd say it that much.
Science.
Good analysis.
Do you question if this guy is cool?
All right, I don't know what cool is because, for example, at Shaq's Funhouse party, when Mike Ryan, the executive producer of our radio show, was DJing, and I was in the crowd, and Katie Nolan was filming it, and she was putting up there proud dad vibes because she assumes that I'm not going to be on the gram. I am not the guy you go to for cool, but let's see if the two young people here have some opinions on this.
It was sweet, Dan.
Also, never call it the gram again.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, what a waste of time.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
On the one hand, it's an amazing athletic achievement. On the other hand, A, he must have practiced it a bunch, and B, the real giveaway that he's not necessarily that cool, that camera is stationary.
Absolutely. I was going right there.
Yeah, there's no wobble. There's nobody filming that.
No,
he's alone.
No human being wanted to hold the camera for what it must have taken to get that right. And so it was just... a stand, a sad stand for a person who is definitely very cool.
Yeah, you don't have to have friends to be cool.
I am being told here that we evidently have a video of all the fails, too. So
ooh,
let's see what we have there, because even when that went through his legs, he seemed really uncertain. There's some danger area there.
Okay. Oh. Close.
Oh, wow.
Close. Here you go. No.
Oh, God.
Come on, buddy. You got this. I believe
you. Oh,
he
gave up on that. Oh, that's bad.
Notice he doesn't ever stop to check his phone to see if he's missing any text.
I like how he has a spare rack of basketballs above just in case he runs out.
Just in case. Come on. You got it.
How are we getting all of these and there's not one shot?
Oh,
was that the one? Was
there,
that the shot that I was?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Finally.
You're welcome.
Do you question if this guy is cool?
Again, proud dad vibes is not going to tell anybody else what is cool. Let's see if Katie Nolan has an opinion on it. This is sufficiently cool.
Nobody cares about you.
What about my opinion? I'm wearing a sweater over a band collar shirt. I'm cool.
What's happening? You're going to get hit by a car?
Helping a guy park.
Is that Mina Kimes? What are we doing? What are you doing, sir? Come on, man.
Why are you getting smaller?
What do you... Why?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Ah!
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Okay, the car is smoking. I mean, if his head had popped off of his body and a flume of blood had just poured from his neck, would that have also been a success?
How do you find out that you can do that?
I don't know.
What's the thought process? Do we have videos of that failing? Because that is a process that I would need to know more about.
I don't know. The new trailer for Fast and the Furious 9 looks terrible.
I don't think that that's our coolest strongman around here. Do you guys think this guy's cool right here? This cool strongman. There he is.
Yes,
look at that. No problem whatsoever. Yes. More impressive. Yes.
Yeah. Just proof that the strongest man can just do something a woman could easily do.
Is that what a Kegel is?
Unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I was going to say, we got to get the other goalie in
there. Yeah, there he is.
And there he is, just sort of like, wandering around
the
premises.
Just so you know,
you guys handle it. I'll be over here.
Meet me halfway.
Oil and flames seems to be a bad combination. I'll just stand over here.
Highly questionable. It's broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Time to play the game that still has real FOMO about missing Super Bowl week. See? Oh, no.
Okay.
Everybody mess.
You guys tell us what's on television. We have no synchronicity whatsoever.
Nah.
Tonight at 7:30, Bucks and Pelicans.
Oh, yeah, Zion against a team that somehow, quietly, is annihilating everybody, unlike anyone else is annihilating everybody. It's 12 points a game they're winning by on average. Let's see what we have here.
The foul line, can't get it.
And this is Zion. This is Lonzo to Zion. This is the Pelicans. And, that's what's going to be fun to watch. It's a little easier when you get to play the game up there from that distance. That's a real good pass. Pablo, how about you? Are you intrigued?
I am very intrigued by this. Giannis has one weakness, really, and that's he gets bothered by guys who are super thick with all of the C's. And so what is Zion, if not a thicker Giannis, a guy who is a little shorter, but also wider and more rotund?
Knock it off, Katie.
It's all true, though.
It's going to be a great game, so of course I'm intrigued. I'm also intrigued to see how much heat Pablo takes for calling another man sick on television. This just seems to be a thing the internet hates when you do.
That's why she was laughing. I was going to say phrasing.
Just body positive.
Tonight at 9 p.m., Oilers and Coyotes.
He says that because he knows that we have a video here of the Flames and the Oilers getting into an Anchorman-style brawl.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of red jerseys around those.
Love a goalie getting involved.
Guys.
Somebody threw a trident.
I was going to say, we got to get the other goalie in there.
Yeah, there he is.
And there he is, just sort of wandering around the premises.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm
you guys handle it. I'll be over here.
Meet me halfway.
Oil and flames seems to be a bad combination. I'll just stand over here.
They're grabbing
hands. Oh, here we go.
Whoa.
Let's go. Square up.
Yes. This is like Godzilla versus King Kong.
Unbelievable.
Was that guy trying to throw a... The guy in the red was trying to throw a body shot.
The guy in the red.
I was a little letdown. I was escalating. I wanted that to get better at the end. Katie, how about you? Are you intrigued?
Of course I'm intrigued. It's hockey and it's on this show, so I'm very happy. But as you so astutely pointed out, I don't expect this to happen again because Flame and Coyote, not nearly as combustible of a relationship.
Pablo, how about you? Are you intrigued?
No. That guy tried to hit that other dude in the kidney through like a sumo wrestler outfit. If you're going to fight as a goalie, you got to target the skull, man. That's the number one rule of goalie fights.
It's hockey.
I've never seen a goalie fight.
totally out of time. Thanks to Pablo Torre. He's on High Noon every day, 4 Eastern. And Katie Nolan, you can check her out. Sports with a question mark. Put away the mug. Nobody's here for your cultural heritage at the end of Highly Questionable.
Heritage!
Very strange.